Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Uno Mass podcast with me, your host Daniel, and my co-host Jake. How's it going, Jake?
Yeah, man. I was thinking when you said that, actually, should we start using the term installment?
Yeah,
just like incorporate it into the lingo.
Yeah, I don't mind. Well, that could be your fault. If you ever opened the show, you could be like another installment.
It's so always you, man. I never get sent a stage.
You never want to.
I'm ready.
And you can have your own catchphrase, which brings me to. It's been a wonderful weekend for fixtures.
Nah, I say that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Can I try it now? I'll show you my intro, and you can see, like, you can decide whether it's good enough for the Uno Mass.
Go ahead. This is your audition.
So I'd be saying like, "All right, fuckers, welcome back to another installment of the Uno Mass podcast."
There you go. You're too excited.
It's just, yeah, but it's exciting. It's been a wonderful weekend of fixtures. You said it yourself, Daniel, you know.
It has been, but I don't know, like, you seem like...
I just can't wait to talk about football. I'm just excited.
You seem like the 17-year-old that gets his start in a big team and he just, like, won't stop running at defenders, but he's not going past.
Nah, do you know the most... perfect example of that was, and not in terms of running past defenders, but what you said about like a 17-year-old trying to make an impact on the team was that fucking Hannibal geezer who used to come on for you a couple of seasons ago.
Oh, Hannibal Medbury. No, but he actually
scored, always come on and just kick people.
Yeah, sad. Yeah, man, I wish it worked out for him. I used to watch his youth games, but what was I going to say? It actually has been a wonderful weekend for fixtures because Man United won convincingly, our first 4-0 win in the league since, I think it was June 2021.
Jesus, is that really, it's been 3 years since you won 4-0.
In the league, because he won 9-0 with 10 hard earlier in the season.
Was that this season?
Yeah.
You won 9-0 this season.
Yeah. It's only been 12 weeks, but I feel like 14 now. But it feels like it's been ages.
Who did you beat 9-0?
Some League 2 team, I think. Or League 1.
Oh, no. Mate, that don't count. I thought you meant in the league. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, we've won 9-0, but it wasn't in the league.
Oh, right. I didn't hear that bit. You did win 9-0, though, didn't you? Under Ollie.
We did. Who did we win 9-0 against earlier in the season, bro? It was 7-0 against Barnsley.
There you go. Well, speaking of like the lower league teams, have you seen, like, we'll start with United. Have you seen the third round draw for the FA Cup?
Yeah.
So we drew you lot, which is funny.
Yeah.
But did you see Spurs got, I think it was Tamworth United or something in like the ninth tier?
No, I did not see that. What?
Fucking
what are they doing in the third round?
I know. Respect that. No, listen, that's the magic of the FA Cup, my friend. Do you know what I mean? That's just like anyone can get anywhere.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Slapped and then sent home. Like, is it really magic anymore?
You never know. We played the fucking non-league team in the fifth round when we won it a few years ago.
Yeah.
So it happens. It does happen. Do you know? Well, who did we play? We played two non-league teams back to back. And that was when, I don't know if you remember, the goalkeeper got caught on the sidelines eating a pasty. Backup goalie of the team.
Yeah, and was like, he made a bet or something?
It was funny at the time, but then he made a bet on Paddy Power of someone eating a pasty at the game. And
yeah, there was obviously just fucking match fixing, or well, not match fixing, sporting integrity, or whatever it's called.
Piegate. I think it was called Piegate.
Basically when you like, place a bet on the outcome you know is going to happen, which you're not allowed to do. But
basically, Lucas Paqueta 101. But yeah,
how is he still playing, by the way?
I don't know. It's fucking, well, I hate that geezer as well. We'll get onto that because we play the West Ham at the weekend. He's a little fucking dirty rat, mate.
There's a couple of ratty players in the Premier League, and it's like Bernardo Silva, Bruno Fernandes,
Guimaraes is a little dickhead, mate.
No,
even
he's
Joe
not,
Linton,
he's not a rat. He's not a rat. Paqueta's a rat. Well, I do hear
I get it. You know, with Paqueta as well, it's the fucking, it's the beard. It's the goatee beard.
Yeah. I feel like your face, you got to have a bit of an angle on your face as well.
Yeah. But yeah, no. But that was the first. Yeah, so it's interesting that we drew you in the FA Cup third round. We got Liverpool in the third round last year as well. We haven't been too fortunate.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you would have been confident. You don't sound that confident going in.
I know. I'm fucking confident. I'm just saying it's like it's a
big bust. It's unfortunate. So it sounds like you know you're going to lose.
We could have been drawing Tamworth United Rovers, or if they called Daniel. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I guess it's fortunate.
Then we've got Almarin's Mighty Reds, who won their first game. I suppose, yeah. Should we start there then, Man United, Everton? You seem quite...
I mean, like, I knew it was going to happen. Like, I've been saying, like, from time I watched us play under Almarin, I said, he's got something. He's got something there. And the way he talks as well is the biggest difference between him and Ten Hag. And it's just like, it's refreshing, you know? Like, what did he say?
What do you mean by the way he talks? Just like what he's been saying in press conferences.
Yeah, the things he's been saying in press conferences gives me hope that he's not. Like, I don't know. I feel like Ten Hag never really got it with the media. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like,
yeah, but that's because he was like Mr. Anti-Charisma, though. That's why, I think, partly.
Yeah. And whereas Amorimi comes out and he's like, he handles it well. He doesn't really ever seem too overwhelmed. He's not talking about his past trophies. He's just saying, like, look, I've got an idea. I'm going to try and implement this idea. And we need this, 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 and this to do it. And we'll see how it goes. And I really do like that from him. It's pragmatic.
And it's gone pretty well on the weekend because you beat Everton 4-0.
Yeah, and we beat Everton 4-0. So it seems like he's not just trying to load the shit. But, yeah, Ahmad Diallo. I don't know what I could say about that guy that hasn't already been said. I've been singing his praises for ages, and sorry to go back to Mike again, but how the fuck were we benching Ahmad Diallo for Anthony? I don't even know what his second name is. De Santos?
Anthony no, I De think Santos. I think he's got a Brazilian name, so it's like De Lima Santos. But he shortens it to Anthony.
I'm calling him Anthony De Santos. Where is he, by the way? I haven't even seen that guy. Actually, no, he played. He played, was it wing-back? I think he played wing-back for us against somebody. And we.
Oh, is he actually been playing wing-back?
Who, Anthony?
Yeah.
I think he played wing-back. I think he played wing-back against Bodo Glimt.
That is how you know you're a foul winger, is when the manager sticks you in the wing-back position.
I don't think that's true. Oh, yeah, because that's like saying Ahmed's a foul winger.
What, was that where he was playing?
Yeah.
Is that where he's playing on the weekend?
Yeah. What's it called? Amorim always lines up with a three at the back. So he.
Yeah, but what is the formation? Is it 3-4-3?
It's like 3-4-2-1, but then it changes. Like, it's very fluid. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like I was saying to my mate while we were watching the game, I don't actually know what positions we need filling in because I don't really fully understand the formation. It's like the first time I've watched the three at the back, like, intensively. I'd say we definitely need a left back, question mark. I don't know, I honestly don't know, because Martinez is actually playing quite well there, but I'm not confident with
a left-sided centre back, you mean?
Yeah, left-sided centre back, sorry, what's it called?
Yeah.
I'm not fully confident with Martinez playing there because it's like, is he athletic enough to do the jobs that we want him to do? But his ball playing ability really, really does carry at times. So, yeah. But anyway, right side centre back is Mazraoui, and he can play anywhere. I think Ten Hag might have even been smart playing him in the 10.
Oh, he's been centre off, yeah. I've been hearing, to be fair, I haven't been keeping the closest of eye on Man United recently because I haven't watched me team. I don't watch teams playing in ninth. Like, I don't tend to. Do you know what I mean?
We're 3 points off you.
Yeah, to be fair, it was slightly close. The table, I thought you were miles down, but the points are slightly closer than I thought they were. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
I know Mazraoui's
been having a good... He's done well in his start to life in Manchester, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think he's probably one of the best signings in the last 10 years that Man United have made. He's so good. He is so good. Thank you. Actually, let me not say that. But it's crazy to think that we got him.
Thank you, Israel. Is that what she's going to say?
I was going to say thank you, Palestine. But
jeez.
But Yeah, it's crazy that we actually got him just because he tweeted free Palestine. But yeah, so Mazraoui's left centre back, sorry, right centre back. Martinez is left centre back. Wing back is Anthony or Ahmad on the right.
No, I just assumed Ahmad had been playing like sort of further forward left alongside Rashford and Bruno.
Malacia, but I think Dano's also been playing there. And then the rest of it's just been chopping and changing, which is
wiping. Well, no, I didn't actually play through the middle. I think, to be fair, I haven't watched much. I did catch like 20 minutes of the game on Thursday against Bodo-Glimt.
Bodo-Glimt.
Which is what they're doing.
Have you Googled them? They don't have a badge.
Did I not?
That's no, bad. It's just a white crest. They don't have a badge on Google. It's crazy.
Well, mate, I'm afraid that's Europa. At least it's not conference. Have you seen some of the teams Chelsea have been playing, fuck's sake?
No, I haven't.
But yeah, no, I saw Rashford was playing through the middle. Is that where he played on the weekend as well?
Rashford didn't play against Bodo Glimt. Or if he did, he came on very late. It was Hoyland through the middle and he got a brace.
Oh, yeah. No, that was it. Yeah, that's why I put him in my fantasy.
But I think Rashford, the game that you might be remembering is Ipswich. I think Rashford played through the middle.
Ipswich, yeah, that was it. I remember everyone was getting carried away about you drawing 1-1 with Ipswich. But yeah, I suppose his points on the board. Yeah, no, you don't know why. But did he play again through the middle on the weekend?
That's what I'm saying. He's been chopping and changing it so. On the team sheet, Rashford lined up as left-sided 10. Bruno was right-sided 10. And in the actual
It was your man Xerxy, wasn't it?
Yeah, Xerxy was playing through the middle.
Oh, Leto from WWE, yeah.
He was playing deep, and was playing basically false nine link in play. But then Rashford was coming off the right. So I don't understand what's actually going on, Jay, but I like what I'm seeing. It looks good. People are smiling. Rashford's pointing at his head again. He scored 2 goals.
Well, he took the second goal well, like, because I did watch the highlights. I didn't watch the full game.
Yeah.
I saw, like, they gave him 2 goals, but the first goal, I'm sure, was an own goal as far as I'm concerned. Braithwaite was the one that put it past. Because Braithwaite put it past Pickford.
It was going in anyway.
Rashford should be getting 4 points on the fantasy.
Let's take away 8 of Saka's assists because they came from corners.
Whoa! No, that's a completely different thing. Whoa! Don't bring Saka into this.
That's what people are saying on Twitter. I disagree, but that was definitely Rashford's goal.
Yeah, well, maybe they are saying it on Twitter. Sponsored by Steak. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Steak is all over that.
Yeah, no, he took his second goal well, and yeah, I saw that little move Ahmed did, where he sort of jinked past 2 players in like one move. It was really fucking nice.
Three players
was it? Yeah, there you go.
He's so good, man. He's so good. I'm not going to lie, Jake. Yeah. Don't lose on Wednesday because he's going straight into the Saka convo. I swear that. I'm actually not joking. Like,
what do you think? That's good. He's nice. I just hope he don't get overplayed and like people hate on him like they have done.
I don't think he's really injury prone. Like, he is little and he goes down a lot, but he's tenacious. Like, a lot of his goals and assists come from him just winning the ball back high up the pitch. And I'm like, how's he doing that? Like, he just muscles people off the ball or like just, he's really scrappy. So I'm happy, man. I'd like to see him played in the right 10 position and maybe Bruno a bit deeper. And then Rashford.
That's the thing. Almiron should, what I'd say, just from like having a sort of passing view of United last few weeks, I think you'll be better defensively with a 3 at the back because, like, an extra body in there helps when your personnel is not as good or the setup isn't that good. You know what I mean?
Body in there. A lot of the time, it's literally 3 at the back. Like, it's not 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just helped. I just think, like when Arteta came in, he started playing 3 at the back, for an example. He played, like, David Luiz, Socrates.
Yeah, but that was in his end game.
Holden. No, I'm not. No. I get that. But I'm just saying it helped us with the structure a little bit defensively, especially when you're playing out from the back as well. Do you know what I mean? It's an extra body to play to.
But the thing is, Amorim, I feel like he wants to end on 3 at the back. Arteta didn't want to end on 3 at the back.
I'm not saying they're direct, like they're completely perfect comparisons. I just think personally, in terms of personnel, I don't think you're back four is amazing, so it helps having an extra defender in there. Well, certainly an extra centre half.
We don't have an extra defender, so I'm saying.
All right, well, then, you know, well, like I say, I haven't watched much. You know more than me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But where I was going with that is, I don't know if I like the idea of him working towards a three at the back. That's what I say with Arteta. Like, when he came in and he started playing three at the back, like, you knew it was only for now.
Are you not the biggest fan of three at the back? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not. I just got to be honest. Like, I like four defenders. Like, and am I playing?
No, I dig it.
He's playing really well. Don't get me wrong. But somebody said something, and I can't remember who it was. But they're like, am I playing so well? It's like going to be the death of him because he's not going to make it out of that wing back position. Like, he's playing in terms of, like, this is going to sound so crazy, but in terms of, like, right-sided players in the league right now, he's in the top five, maybe top 10. Sorry, top 10, maybe top 5.
Yeah, well, fair enough. It's been 3 weeks, but, whatever. But Jay, listen, what I would just say about the wing-back thing, you make the comparison to Saka. Mm. Like, Saka started off at a left wing-back, didn't he? And made his way out. So, if he can do that, we'll see. Like, listen, I quite like Ahmad. I think he's decent. Yeah. So, we'll see. Just don't get too carried away. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not. It's just like, the thing is, though, Saka made it out because Arteta ended on with playing wingers. But we don't play with wingers. We play with wingbacks and 2-10s. So, I don't know if Amaro's going to change from that in the future. I don't think he will. Because I'm pretty sure
I suppose it's working all right for now. Maybe a few results, you may have to tweak it a little bit. Like, to be fair, you've had an upturn in form last few weeks.
Mm.
But tomorrow's probably, like, your first big team that you're playing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to be the first big test.
Are you confident for tomorrow's game?
Before we get into that, I was just saying, like, obviously, Amorim, I'm not sure if that's...
That's a no-win.
I'm not sure if that's a system that he ended on against Sporting. But, like... assuming we don't end up with wingers, then Ahmad, if he keeps playing well, he'll probably stay in that wing back position, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I don't know, man.
If it works, I'm sure it won't last forever. And I feel like a good three at the back, like, when it works well, it is good fun to watch as well. Like some of Conte's teams, I think, of when you say three at the back, were fucking great.
I never watched Conte, great, that's the issue.
If it, like, a three at the back, if it works well, I think is good.
You were saying to me he won the league in his first season, huh?
Conte did. Oh, is this where you're going with it now?
No. I don't think we're going to win the league.
We're not doing that again, Daniel.
How did he win the league with three at the back?
He went crazy. Well, who did he have back there? I think it was like Cahill and Louise and one other. Might have been Azpilicueta. That was it.
David Louise.
That was when he come back from PSG. Then he had, that was it. He had Marcus Alonso and Victor Moses as their wingbacks, and they were fucking mental that season. Mm. Up and down. And just, I feel like with that Conte team as well, it was a little bit, no one had really done three at the back. Like, that sort of classic Italian three at the back before in the league. So a lot of teams didn't know how to deal with it as well. He played with two, like, inverted wingers as well.
And did they go into a back five out of possession?
Yeah, they did. They were quite... Or even, what did happen? I think Matic used to drop into the... And it will be a back four, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I can't really remember all the ins and outs of it tactically, but I remember Alonso and Victor Moses were fucking on it that season, mate. Mm. That's what.
I'm literally trying to understand my old team, and it's not. I don't feel comfortable. It's weird, but, like, sometimes Dano drops in, covers for Martinez. Sometimes Casemiro.
It's fun. Well, I suppose you can always do, like, if one goes in, one can come out, sort of thing. I don't know if they're necessarily designated.
Yeah,
that's good. Well, at least he's got a sort of. What I would say is, if you can sort of see a style of play or, like, a style of play that he's trying to do, I feel like that's got to be a good sign, surely.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
just earlier you were saying like Ahmad's only played three games, but come on, Jake. Like since the FA Cup, we've known he was the truth. Like maybe you didn't, but I did.
I don't know why you keep saying we. I don't know who these people are. I don't even think he's much United fans until a couple of weeks ago.
No, but I've known Ahmad was the truth since Sunderland, at least.
No. Do you know, I've known that you've known that Ahmad is the truth since we started bringing up Garnacho on this fucking show. Because I know that's why you hated Garnacho, part of the reason, wouldn't it?
I don't hate Garnacho. I really, really like Garnacho.
I don't know. We could play back. We've got the tape. We've got the receipts, mate. We've got the tape.
I've got to release some of the early bonus episodes, yeah? Garnacho's first season coming off the bench, I was in love with that guy. And then he started starting and I was like, oh my God, what is this? But yeah, nah, man. It's not looking good for Garnacho, by the way. He came on during the Everton game and he was trying to pass. And it's like he's forgotten how to pass or something. He looked so Jesus.
So you figure out. Well, I suppose that's just the thing. Like Almiron will need a couple of players to play that system as well. You assume, innit?
Yeah, that's what he has mentioned a lot in press conferences. He wants.
And that's the thing about. Sorry, but that's the thing about getting new managers in each time. You have to keep buying players for that system, don't you?
To be fair, I think with this time, there's a couple of gems in the rough that he's going to find. Like, I feel like Ahmad is already. What's it called? Showing himself as one.
Mm.
Xerxes could be another. I'm not sure how athletic he is, but he has said that he wants athletes. We do need someone for the like left side of the centre back, because again, I'm not confident with Martinez.
Oh, so what's happening to Martinez then?
Martinez is starting, but he's not going to play.
Oh no! But I'm saying like if you did get a new left sided centre half, what would happen to Martinez?
Maybe he could play in the middle. I don't know.
Yeah. So is De Ligt playing as the middle centre half?
He is.
Yeah, I can see that. De Ligt will do well on the back three.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Do you not remember Allegri's Juventus teams with Bonucci, Chiellini and Barzagli?
What really.
This is 2010's classic. Them three fuckers were going for years and years. They had Buffon behind them.
But you were watching that.
Well, in the Champions League when I come out, they got to the Champions League final.
How old were you in 2010, Jake?
No, not 2010. I'm talking like mid-2010s.
Oh, mid-2010s. No, that was
a while. Yeah. Early 2010s. Allegri coming after Conte there. Oh, I don't know the dates, but yeah, that's another example of like back three working. That was only going to be my point. Get a couple of Italians in there, you'll be fucking fine, mate. They know what they're doing with that shit. That's all I'd say.
Maybe. I feel like Amarin isn't the conventional back three, but... Again, I don't have much experience with the formation. Mm. I'm a 4-4-2 kind of guy. butter on toast. Missionary sets with the lights off. In bed by 10.
Yeah.
4-4-2 breaks.
Classic 5 minutes, get off out of bed.
Jesus, that sounds dark.
Yeah. Sounds quite long to me, but yeah. But yeah, no, so you're not looking okay, but are you not confident for tomorrow then? What's the story then? Okay. Are you looking good for it? Under the floodlights?
I'm quietly confident. Like, I don't want to talk too much in it because at the start of the season, I said we're going to win the league. And we all know how that's turning out. But the way we've been playing and the way you've been playing, I heard Gabriel's out as well. Oof, Jake.
We'll see with that. I thought he'd come off at half-time on the weekend.
Yeah.
And he's basically our best player now. I'm not even joking. Yeah, he's
better than Saliba. He is better than Saliba. It took ages for me to admit it, but...
He's fucking amazing.
Such a donkey, like... He did have a bit of a donkey in him,
but it's gone now. It's insane. It's
actually...
He's just the perfect amount of aggressive.
What's that? What happens with cancer when it's in remission? His donkey gene is in remission.
Yeah. It's gone. The chemotherapy for the donkey gene has worked. Let's go off the cancer sort of analogy, but
yeah,
don't want to bring the mood down. But yeah, no. Well, we'll see. Because speaking of Martinez, him and Colby are both suspended, didn't they?
I was confident because I was like, Luke Shaw's back, so we'll just play him where Martinez
is. He's out again, fucker.
He's fucking out again. So I don't know. I think we're probably going to play Malacia there and then Dalot left wing back.
Hmm.
And Malacia was getting skinned.
I'd personally have Dalot as the third centre off. I think he's a better defender
than Malacia.
I think so. I don't know if this is true, but I saw that Real Madrid want Dalot, or is that wrong? 50, I saw 50 something about a 50 mil bid.
Yeah, but Jake, Dalot's been playing pants recently, man. I'll be honest.
I'm a Dalot fan, mate. I like Dalot.
Ever since that Tyler, do you know who Tyler Dibley is?
Who is he?
I think he's a winger.
Dibley. Do I know him? I've heard of him. Oh, what, since that Southampton game? No, yeah. Fucking hate. That's probably the last full 90 of you I watched, to be fair.
I've a winger. Sorry, Tyler or Taylor. Something Dibley or Dibbling. He was skinning Dalot that game. Oh, my really, Lord. Really. It was tough.
And since then, he ain't been the same.
He's been growing into games, but every game he started off ropey. Malacia, obviously, he's coming back after a, like, 3-year injury or whatever. So
wilderness, mate.
He got skinned by some guy from Bodo Glimt. I don't even remember his name. And Jake, it was rough to watch. Like, it's like
that's a marvelous sentence you just said there. I don't even know what any of those words mean, but yeah.
I'm not confident with either of them starting on the left side, so that's going to be something to watch. I think we start Ugarte. If we do start those guys on the same side, Dello and Malacia. Whichever way around you want to do it.
Up against Saka and Odegaard, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ugarte is going to be in there. Ugarte is definitely, he's a great ball winner. I give him that. If we had Luke Shaw, I'd be a lot more confident about
Rashford. He's always fucking injured, that guy. I look at this and I look at him and Reece James and think they are good players, but if they're not fit, they're not good players. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, dude, they say the best ability is availability.
Like, because it's not even surprising when Luke Shaw gets injured now. It's like you expect him to be injured.
That's brought
him. Do you think it was a leg break? Like, he's never fully. Yeah, I don't think he's never the same player again.
He could have lost his leg in it, so it must have been very, very serious. I feel like he's just playing on borrowed time. But Rashford's in a new relationship with some bird of Love Island.
Saw this, some Love Island bird, wasn't it? Yeah.
So. A brace at the weekend, Jake. And you know he loves to score against you guys, so...
He does.
New relationship, Rashford, at the Emirates. I'm looking forward to it. I'll say that much.
I saw she posted something on Instagram on the weekend, and all the comments were like, thank you for bringing Rashford back, and then just the fucking celebrate, point to the head celebration emojis. So we'll see. I don't know, man. We should be beating you, and I think the form Saka's in. Saka is fucking... Saka's probably been the best player in the league this season.
Yeah, I'll give you that. If you don't beat us, though, you know your title hopes are done.
We'll see. I suppose Liverpool are going to take some catching now. Should we get on to... I suppose that's the big game of the weekend.
It's a good crossroads, so we could either talk about Arsenal now. We could talk about Arsenal.
Do we start... No. We'll talk about Liverpool City because like there's so much. Where do we start with Liverpool and praising them, or should we talk about City and our Pep has gone fucking mental?
Either, because it's going to be you. I've just rambled for 10 minutes. I need to...
Well, because Pep has gone nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, I genuinely think he's lost it. Like, I don't know. Did you see him in midweek, like, with all them scratches on his head after the game?
Allegedly, Ederson punched him up and that's why he was on the bench.
I saw this. I said, it can't be true. I'm thinking, if it is, they've done so many of them all or nothing documentaries at Man City. Why are they not filming this season? Do you know what I mean?
Now we know why.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's like, and then he'd, to City, Liverpool smashed them, really.
Yeah.
Like, could have been more. City were not in a game at all. 100%. At all. And it was just nuts to see. Like, they didn't create any chances.
No, they did. They did create some chances.
They did create some chances, but not like... They like the way they progressed the football up the pitch. Like Bernardo was poor.
Yeah.
Foden's done fucking nothing. Yeah. Foden done nothing at all.
Yeah. The chances were few and far between, and they weren't quality. I think Haaland had a look at some point. I can't even remember the chance properly. But
he did. I think he might have clipped the Demba crossbar.
I think he did.
Like he made half a chance out of nothing. But yeah. It's just, I think with City at the moment, it's their midfield is poor.
Yeah. Gundogan.
Their wingers aren't doing anything.
Yeah. Savio went. Who's the other guy?
Nunes. Savinho. That Nunes guy's is fucking horrendous. I don't know why they signed him for 6 million or whatever it was.
It was Wolves.
But you think like they. But you think like
Doku was
decent. Doku was decent, but he's got literally zero end product. That's not even that's not hyperbole. He has no end product. Yeah. And then Grealish hasn't scored in like a year or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So they've got no, like they've got no one from the wide areas are doing anything really. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Silvinho hasn't. It's like 17 games without scoring or something, isn't it?
0017.
That's right, though, isn't it? I'm pretty sure that was the stat or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, they went from having Mahrez, Sane, like even Foden playing out on the left to like no input from the wide areas. And then the midfield's ropey. Like Gundogan, I don't know why he come back. Somebody he needs to be in Saudi.
Somebody said he should change his name to Gunnar because the dog's not in him anymore.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh. It's true, though. It's true. He's fucking Dunsky, mate. Get him to Al Ryan or something, man.
Kyle Walker has lost a yard of pace and looks absolutely shocked.
Kyle Walker finally looks like the player everyone knows he is because he's lost that pace. But the whole defence is just horrendous at the moment, really.
Yeah. Well, Ruben Diaz is doing all right. And Ake.
No, like they're still like, obviously good players. So, like I think it's partly a bad run of form as well. Don't help. But they're so. Did you? I don't know if you saw. Did you see the highlights of the game they played midweek in the Champions League?
No, but they drew 3-3 in it.
Did you see the third goal that they gave away? I think that's partly the reason Edison got dropped. But they just gave the ball away on the halfway line. And because they play such a high line, if their defenders are not on it, they're going to get caught out like this. So yeah. Who gave the ball? I think it was Ake tries to play it across the pitch and Akanji just left it. And like, that who's that geezer? Jimenez plays for Feyenoord, just run onto it. And then they went up the other end and scored.
Damn.
They were 3-0 up and then dropped it 3-3. And then, yeah, just didn't turn up at all at Anfield on Sunday. It's kind of crazy. Pepe's starting to lose it as well.
Yeah, I saw him doing the 6 trophies to the Liverpool fans.
To the cop. That was funny. To be fair, listen, if nothing else, Pepe's still entertaining. Yeah, and I feel like
it's going to be entertaining.
When he done that 6 fingers, I did think, did sort of think for a second, yeah, you know, like, fair enough. You have just won like 6 league titles in 7 years.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't really give it too much.
But yeah, and then like Foden's posted. Did you see Foden's Instagram post as well?
The trophies. It's bad. Yeah. That is bad. Somebody said if Rashford did that last season, what would their reaction have been? And it's 100%. So true. It's so true. Foden's privilege. Been getting away with it. Like nobody.
It's December. He hasn't scored. He's only got 1 assist in the league. No goals.
I remember last year I was really hungry for football content, so I was tuning into Talksport like every weekend. And every weekend, Rashford's name was getting brought up. I don't see anyone talking about Phil Foden. It's crazy.
No, it's because
it could be the United like, effect, though, to be fair.
No, it's partly that, but I feel like if Saka was doing like what Foden's been doing this season, it'd be a similar feel. Maybe not to the same extent, but
yeah, you know what I mean? I do get what you mean.
I feel like it's him and Palmer will probably be like have more. Like the media have a little bit more time for him just because of the style of play as well. I think that people like that style of play, don't they? The aesthetic sort of way of football.
I mean, Rashford's an aesthetic footballer, I think.
Yeah, but in a different, you know what I'm sort of talking about. The players that take it on the half turn and drop a shoulder and take people on and they got like a really nice touch and stuff. Rashford's a bit more.
Rashford does do that.
No, he does do that, but that's not his main. That's not how you describe him. Do you know what I mean? Is what I'm trying to get at.
I think Rashford and Palmer.
Maybe that's how you describe it, but most people, do you know what I mean?
But I feel like Rashford and Palmer have a really similar way of playing. Not really similar, but I think Rashford and Palmer are more similar than Palmer and Foden. I'd say that.
No, I'm just like, I don't know what my point was.
No,
then.
What do you think?
I thought you were just going to agree with me. Now I've got confused. You fucker.
I'm genuinely curious. Do you think Palmer's more similar to Foden or Rashford?
Palmer and Foden are quite similar players to me.
You think so?
I don't watch that much. Like I say, I don't. To me, Rashford, and this is like distilling it down to like a really basic thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Rashford is just this. You've got to realise this when I say this. Rashford is more like a kick and run player.
Oh, kick and
Rashford is a player you play him in behind because he's got the pace. And finish it, right? Whereas, no. You're not going to agree with me, right? No, but listen, I don't care. I'm going to get my point across. There we land.
I haven't said anything.
Yeah, no, but noise is being made. I can hear it, Daniel. Groans are being made. I don't care, right? I'm going to get off of it. Most people agree with me, by the way, saying this as well. Right. I reckon. Foden and Rashford. Foden and Palmer. Yeah. They take it on a half turn. Yeah. They drop a shoulder. They play a nice pass. They're quiet, like sort of, what's the word?
Flary?
Yeah, flary, but like, they're sort of, what's the word you describe silky? It? A bit like, you know how Berbatov used to play?
Silky?
No, like sort of nonchalant, that's the word. They got a bit of the nonchalance about them. Whereas I don't think that's the main thing you think of when someone says describe Rashford as a player.
I'd agree with that.
And I feel like the media likes that sort of player more. Also, they're white. That definitely does come into it. Like, whether you want to say it or not, it does.
I thought you were alluding to at first. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to slag these players.
I'll slag Foden because like, I think
I
he
like
is.
All three of them, if I'm being honest. Cole Palmer took a while to grow on me because. I thought he was overrated. I still do. But
nah, mate. Chippy Chips is fucking fun as well.
He's not the best player in the league, and he's not even top five in the league, if I'm being honest.
Nah, he's not best player in the league. I don't think... Out of the four, out of those three that we've mentioned, none of them are as good as Saka. Saka's nowhere near as consistent.
Better than Cole Palmer. Salah's better than Cole Palmer. Foden's better than Cole Palmer. Who else? Saka, Foden.
Are we just talking attacking players or just...
Yeah, just attacking players. Saka, Foden, Salah.
Haaland.
I could put Haaland in there. Let me just say De Bruyne and Haaland just to make it easy. But I want to put Rashford in there as well. It's better than Cole Palmer.
Well...
You won't agree in it, but he's
I'm
he's
not
done,
having that.
Sorry,
I'm not having it. I'm not having it. I appreciate it. I know he's your boy. He's been going around a lot longer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's had more seasons in the Prem. You know, he's got 200 GA for United. And it's only like 400.
I suppose it ain't all that surprising. He made his debut under Van Gaal, didn't he?
Yeah. But he only played 7 games.
Like, I remember he started. I remember Rashford's like debut because he got 2 in the Europa League and then he scored 2 against us on the weekend in the league.
Yeah.
The fucker. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I haven't forgotten that one. You know.
He never played.
True. He does have a goal against us, actually. You know, you said that earlier.
He hadn't played that much when he first started, but he's one of 4 players to log 400. He's one of 4 players to log 200 GA for United. And he's in rare company? I don't know the saying. But my point is, like, I think people should give Rashford a lot more time because he's done a lot for United and for a long time, but that's another conversation. The thing is, going back to what you're saying about Palmer and Foden, I think you need to watch more Rashford because Rashford can be a technical player when he wants to. I get the kick and run.
Can I land?
Because I let you go.
I'll give you 30 seconds.
What the fuck? You went for like a minute.
I will not say a word for the next 30 seconds.
All right. So Rashford, that was his main attribute when he first started playing. But he also has great feet and great ball striking. I think that is very similar to Palmer. I just don't think Palmer's as fast as Rashford, where people don't think he's, what's it called? I forgot what I was going to say. I think that's why people don't think he's as kick and run as Rashford, because he doesn't have the pace. But there's 2 things that I agree with and disagree with.
That was more my point. I feel like generally the general consensus would be, I'm not saying, you know, like that is, like I said, I'm distilling these players down to like, these players can do numerous things.
You said 2 different things in there. Yeah? You said the nonchalant players, and then you said the kick and run thing and like flary-ish. So with nonchalance, I agree with you. Palmer is quite a nonchalant player. Rashford isn't. Like, I'm not going to lie. It looks a bit jinky-majink at times. But that's the same with Foden. Foden is not a nonchalant player. I'm not giving you that. No way. Foden is flary, but it doesn't come off as smooth and silky as Palmer. Palmer almost looks like he's doing it effortlessly. Whereas
it does. Foden, I feel like with Palmer as well, it's because he's got a bit of that spaz about him. So yeah, it's almost so, like he's just... I just think, like, in terms of player profile, Foden and Palmer are closer than Rashford. Rashford's in a different bracket, in my opinion.
I think Palmer's closer to Rashford, but Rashford's closer to Palmer in terms of... Sorry, Palmer's closer to Rashford in terms of the profile and the way they play. However, Rashford's closer to Foden in terms of the nonchalance, because neither Rashford or Foden are very nonchalant. That's my opinion of the whole situation.
But, I don't know. I feel like I'm still, well, maybe. And like I say, Daniel,
we can agree to disagree.
Better than all three of them, mate. Who gives a shit? Who gives a fucking
fuck? I mean, we'll see. We'll see on Wednesday. But,
but yeah, City.
It's a good conversation. I never knew you thought about them like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I sort of think most people would sort of take that stance as well, personally. I just think, I just think, if you didn't watch them that often, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Just a sort of general view of them. But that was my point about Foden. But yeah, he does seem to be like exempt from criticism more than like other players a little bit, I think. Especially, I don't think Foden... Like, when the team's playing well, Foden plays well. But you're seeing, when the team's not playing well, where is Foden? Do you know what I mean?
I don't think that's fair. Last season, he carried them a lot. And a lot of the credit went to Kovacic. Like, when De Bruyne was out, Foden stepped up. And I think that's why he won Player of the Year. But this year, he hasn't been able to do it. He hasn't been able to recover since the Euros, man. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, maybe. He was kind of stinky at the Euros as well.
I feel like that's the first big criticism he's gotten. And he just hasn't been able to deal with it.
Yeah, we'll see. Like, I don't want to hate on Foden. Do you know what I mean?
In terms of watching, he might be my favorite player. Actually, that's a lie. It might be De Bruyne or Rashford. Are we talking on form or just recently?
Just in general, I reckon.
In general, De Bruyne is probably my
favorite. Now in the Premier League.
Yeah, it's probably
De Bruyne. It's got to be. For me, it's got to be Super Mo Salah because he scored.
Saka. I thought I was going to say no.
Nah. Well, for me, it probably is Saka, but no, Salah is just...
He's a kick-and-run player. I don't care what anyone says.
He's got so much, though. He's got so much. Do you know what I love about Salah?
You know who he reminds me of?
He's got a bit of a... I don't know. Who would I liken him to? Because he's not a classic... I wouldn't say he's a classic winger. He's more of an inside forward than an outside forward.
But he's like Giggs, but if Giggs scored more rather than assisting. Because they sort of run the same way. They can beat a player the same way. Good ball striking ability. But they've also both got an eye for an assist.
Yeah. I see that. Giggs used to sort of dribble past people, certainly in his early days. Sort of what you call Giggs there. But Salah is nowhere... Daniel, I'll say this now. He's nowhere near this level. But when Ronaldo was at Madrid, he didn't do too much in the build-up, But when he got it in the final third, he'll fucking kill any team in Europe.
Salah
does a bit of that.
I don't know if I can give that to Salah. But if that's how you feel, I'm not
going to say. Not nearly the same level, but I'm saying that's maybe... It's hard, I don't know. Salah's just so unique. But you know when Salah gets the ball in the final third, something's going to happen. He's going to put a ball in.
I've got a big problem with Salah, innit? Like, me and Salah have got beef because that guy reeks for games and then just covers it up with GA. Like, he got a goal on the weekend, but it was a penalty, you know?
No, he missed the penalty.
No, he didn't.
Did he miss it, or was that in midweek? He did score the penalty.
Because I remember I got the points on fantasy, but he covers it up with GA.
Fantasy? Yeah, he reeks. Don't like him, but you'll put him in the FPL, will you?
I had to. I got Haaland.
I get it. Everyone's got... Haaland's gone now, mate. Yeah, I've looked down the link. Haaland's gone from everyone.
I should have got it a bit earlier. Damn. But anyway, sorry, to stay on topic, Liverpool Man City, this has been a long segment. But man, he reeks and he comes in with GA. He got on like an open chance and he just I can't remember if he skied or he put it wide, and I was just like, how are you not scoring?
No, he does. To be fair, I will give you this. He don't sort of run games, do you know what I mean? Yeah. They always talk about the debate, him or Hazard. Hazard used to get the ball. When Hazard was playing well, you'd see he was on everything good that happened, he'd be a part of it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where Salah can, like, sort of...
He can be
on the periphery of the games for times.
Yeah.
But there's no one I'd want on the ball in the final third more, especially in transition, because Liverpool...
For me, it's the brainer, man. I ain't going to lie. There was a header that I always just think about when I think about, like, greatest Premier League assists. And this guy did he put spin on the header and it curled to the player's feet. And I thought, how the fuck have you done that? It was like a Trevella, but with his head. He did a Trevella with his head. Oh,
yeah,
man.
I don't know, but Liverpool is amazing.
You know, I like assists more than goals. So.
Yeah. Liverpool, though, do you think... how many points? I think they're 8 points clear of us in second.
Yeah.
Us and Chelsea, I should say.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone's going to catch them?
They're 9 points clear, Jesus.
Well, there you go.
Well, nah, I said this week. I said this before they played Nottingham Forest. I was like, these guys are going to win the league. I could just tell from the way they were playing, the way you were playing, and the way City were playing. Like, they looked the best out of the three. Then they lost to
Nottingham.
Then they lost to Forest, and I thought, oh, they're going to wobble here. New manager is going to come to fruition. And they didn't. They're just right back on business as usual.
Yeah.
And I think it's nuts.
I feel like I'm almost hoping at some point it's all gonna, like, sort of, like, not go to shit, but like they'll have a wobble, like a proper wobble. Do you know what I mean? But I haven't seen it yet. There's so many fucking managers in that penitentiary thing now. It's actually nuts.
If they don't, then who am I rooting for to win? Definitely not you, though. I'm definitely not fucking City. So I guess Chelsea. But then that makes
sense. It's not really a good option to choose from,
Jay. It's like you, no, Liverpool, Chelsea, or City.
Well, your club needs to talk themselves out and get back up the league, then, mate. You know what I mean? Just finally on Liverpool, I'd say I think their midfield's really good, isn't it? I feel like that's the thing that Slot's got right the most so far, personally.
Gravenberch, the fact he's got
in Gravenberch being amazing.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
He's playing like fucking Seedorf at the moment. It's actually nuts. I kind of love it, to be fair. Like, obviously, McAllister's amazing.
I hate Liverpool. I'm not going to lie. Fuck that team.
Yeah.
Fuck that team and fuck their players too.
Fuck them all. Fuck Nunes.
Yeah.
Nunes is jokes, though. Gakpo's picking up some form, isn't he?
What he scores me? He's got no top lip. Like, it's like his top lip's going into his mouth.
Oh, Gakpo.
Nunes.
I ain't seen him.
Yeah, just watch him. He's got... It's going to sound bad. He's got lips like an arsehole. His mouth looks like an arsehole.
Oh, I haven't looked into too many arseholes, you know what I mean? I don't think I've seen my own for a while, Daniel. So I'll take your word for that as the designated arsehole specialist.
Honestly, like, his lips are just so... It's like, you know when you bite into an orange, a lemon, and your mouth goes... And it, like...
It's bitter, yeah.
Yeah, sour. But
he's constantly doing that.
Yeah.
I just think, annoyingly, someone said that Dua Lipa kind of looks like Darwin Nunes, and since then I haven't looked at Dua Lipa the same. So
that's jokes. I'm gonna have a look at that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true, but that's what I see now when I see Darwizzy. But they're looking
bird.
Good.
There's some bird that they say looks like Marcus Rashford. She's on Twitter, and yeah, I haven't been able to look at her the same since either.
I don't know.
So we've got
listen, what you have to say is they've just beat Real Madrid in the Champions League and now beat City at the weekend.
Real Madrid didn't have Vinny, though.
No. I get it's not Real Madrid. Like, their squad weren't great. Their defence was, like, fucking nuts. They had, like, some random geezer at centre-half next to Rudiger.
Mendy got subbed off after they conceded a penalty.
Yeah.
Mendy conceded a penalty. Got hooked straight away.
He got hooked.
But
obviously it's not full strength Real Madrid, then it's not like City of any of the last four seasons, but it's still impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
There's two more managers to the Arne Slot penitentiary.
I'm not going to lie, Klopp deserves a bit of credit like this as well, to be fair, because he left the squad in a good state
He did. But I think if anyone's going to catch him,
it's going to be you.
If anyone can do it, it's going to be the fucking
have
boys.
Have you ever done that ever, though? Like in the history of the Arsenal?
Well, we chased down when we won the league. Was it 97? It was either 97 or when we won it at your gaff.
So before you were born.
You were like sort of 7-8 points clear at Christmas and we caught you. But yeah, we'll see.
That's not true. That's not true. No team has ever lost the league from 8 points clear at this point. That was a stat.
It might not have been 8 points, but we'll have to do. I'll do some research and I'll send you a link or something. We'll put it up on the. We'll put it up on one of our Twitter pages so the viewers can know what the fuck we're waffling about. But we are starting to look good again. The team is fucking flowing nice.
I know
we said like before we started like we'd only really talk about the weekend's games, but we fucking annihilated Sporting in midweek.
I didn't watch that game. I feel sorry.
Slapped him, mate. That Gikores geezer didn't have a sausage up against Gabriel Saliba. Seriously.
Yeah, apparently they lost to you and then they lost in the league as well to some random...
Did they lose in a week? They hadn't lost in like...
Yeah, they're taking the Amarim loss quite hard, I'll be honest.
Nah, they're taking... They got Gabriel'd, mate, and they just ain't recovered yet because... So, did you watch our game against West Ham?
Yes.
Nice. Did you see Gabriel's goal for the header?
Yes.
You saw the corner that he scored from.
Oh yeah.
It's fucking mental, mate. You know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, he keeps scoring from corners. It's just like how.
It is. I watch. It's honestly. It's especially when the deliveries are coming from the left hand, like when Saka's taking the corner, basically, because you know he's gonna put that ball like right on top of the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And, like, it honestly reminds me of, like, fucking NBA. You know when they do, like, plays before the buzzer or whatever?
Yeah.
And they'd, like, try and get the man free to get the shot away sort of thing.
Yeah.
This is so woke now, what I'm talking about. But I honestly feel like that when we take on with that. It's like a fucking proper set piece, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's a set
piece. So well orchestrated.
But
this fucking Jovier geezer is, like, a madman, honestly.
Get punched in the head as well.
He did. So they gave us a penalty. Flappy Hansky punched him in the head because he tried to punch the ball.
Flappy Hansky, where have you gotten that from?
I've got that from years of watching him trying to catch crosses at Arsenal, mate. Thank you very much. But yeah, no, I've got time for Flappy Hansky. But he got punched in the head. The bullshit one was so we went, I think we went 4-0 up. And mind you,
they
won there.
They pulled two back,
I swear. They pulled two back.
And that spider.
It was nuts. It was nuts. So we went 4-0 up, and last year we won there 6-0, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So I was like, mate, I was fucking licking my lips, rubbing my hands. Then, who scored? Wan-Bissaka scored.
Yeah.
He's now scored more goals for West Ham than he ever did for United or something.
Emerson scored a crazy goal.
Fucking
nuts. Kick.
But, now, my brother's a Chelsea fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every time I sit down with him and watch Chelsea, he will mention Anthony Taylor, right? Even if Taylor's not reffing the game, okay? Anthony Taylor's name will be brought up. And I never got it until I watched that game on the weekend. Did you see the free kick that he gave for that goal that Emerson scored?
I don't remember it. I only remember the goal.
Rice tackled Paqueta. We're going back to the top of the show and I called that little ratty cunt a ratty cunt. He is a ratty cunt.
Yeah.
Rice wins the ball.
Yeah.
He dives, gives the free kick, right? And you sort of think, okay, fair enough. But Taylor was stood literally a yard away from it and he saw what happened, but still gave the free kick. Yeah. Then Emerson scored the free kick and VAR didn't even say, maybe, lads, we should... They didn't go to Stockley Park and say... like he didn't get him in the earpiece saying, Anthony, I think you need to come over and have a look at this.
Yeah.
It's nothing. That fucking pissed me off. So I was happy that Saka scored that... that penalty to finish off the game because that might have been stressful. They'd have got another one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it might have been. Because when they got two, you got four and then they got two back straight away, innit? Well, not straight away, but like after you got four.
Pretty much straight away, yeah.
So then I was like, Oh, might be in for one here. They scored again as a. Never mind.
That's it, yeah. The second half, it was done. And yeah, you did say Gabriel did come off at half time, so I hope he's fit for tomorrow because we need that. We can't be playing fucking Kivior there, Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, we'll have to do something. But yeah, we are looking good again. I mean, having Odegaard back in the team is just making us look so much better. I'd say Saka's better, but Odegaard's, I don't want to compare important. Him, man. Odegaard's probably more important to the team, but I don't know.
I think it's because he plays centrally, so more goals through him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, Odegaard's more important to the way we play, but Saka's our best player.
Yeah, I agree.
They're both world-class, them two. No question.
Relax, calm down, man.
I'm not relaxing. I'm not relaxing. I'm stood right.
If we found out who's world class tomorrow, eh? How about that? How about we watch?
Okay.
How about we watch the Arsenal United game together? How about we do that?
I don't know. Well, I mean, last time we watched Arsenal United together, Daniel, what happened? You left about 5 minutes before the final whistle.
Hoyland should have got a penalty.
You're still bringing that up.
No, it's not fair. It's not fair. It's actually not fair. That really grinds my gears. No, that's
not fair, mate. How about that? How about that?
God, I hate the fact that you're better than us now. Like, someone said this, Jay. If you think I was bad at the start of this season, you give me a reason to actually know that Man United are good. If we beat you, oh my God, Jake. Oh my God. Block my number. Block my, I swear.
The thing is, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm aware you're bad, but I don't have to give it to you so much, I don't think. Because I feel like you know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing I can say can hurt more than what United do to you. Yeah, watching but them.
I can really get under your skin. Like, if United win...
Jay, it could be. It's not going to happen. There's no way you're beating us tomorrow.
We'll see. Should we talk about any of the other
fixtures? Would you take a draw right now? Would you take it? If I said to you, the game could finish 0-0 tomorrow, you'd take that, wouldn't you?
But ask me again tomorrow and I'll definitely say yeah. Because I always go into the game and say, nah, we've got to win this place. After 10 minutes, I'll be like, nah, please, guys, 0-0.
Fast forward.
Do you want to talk about any of the other fixtures? Spurs-Fulham, 1-1.
Spurs-Fulham, 1-1. Nah, I didn't see it. I know that fat Aussie cunt fucking bench Kulusevski for some reason.
Yeah.
After he played the game of his life against City the week before, he just decided, no, I'm not going to play him. Right after I brought him into my fantasy. So, cheers, Ange.
From what I've heard from Spurs, because it was on the same time as the United games, so I didn't catch any of it. But from what I've heard from Spurs,
there were three
fans,
games on
it.
I watched Chelsea for a lot, but that's why I didn't watch United.
Spurs just don't change their formation. Same thing every time, week in, week out. And they've got quite a few injuries, so it could be a long season for Ange and his
I suppose they won't mind if they keep beating all these big teams, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's the history of the Tottenham, isn't it? If they finish like top five, which I think is Champions League spots now, like he'll stay.
I don't think they'll sack Ange, maybe. I don't know. Mate, Levy's a bit weird like that, though, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? He sacked Mourinho the night before a cup final. Anything can happen.
Strange. Fucking strange, man. Strange little bald goblin. But anyway, who else?
Who else? Yeah, Chelsea played well. So Chelsea are... now, their level on points and goal difference with us. We're both in second.
So what does it go to if both of you guys tie for the end of the season?
Well, technically, we're above them because alphabetically, Arsenal comes before Chelsea.
Yeah, but you know, if you're tied on points and goal difference, then is it goals for?
No, the goals for and against are the same as well. And our head to head, we drew 1-1, didn't we?
What the fuck? So, wait, what does it go to after that? You have to play a tiebreaker. Let's say you finish first and they finish second.
Nah, it's Enzo and Arteta got fucking fight in the octagon. That's what happens. So he wins.
Ha ha ha. Very funny.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I don't know what the
procedure is. It's obviously not going to stay like that. I was just saying.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
My point was, I actually don't know, to be fair. It's normally head to head after goal difference. Then it's goals for, I think. But like I say, it's literally identical at the moment of the two of us. Which is.
Yeah, so it's points, then goal difference, then the most goals in league matches.
So goals for.
Yeah. And then, if you still can't be split, then the two teams would be separated by away goals in their head-to-head matches. I wonder if any team's ever won the league like that before.
Nah. I feel like we'd know about that if that...
Not the Premier League, like top flight. Surely. It's been like 100 years.
Nah, that's very rare.
Yeah, that
and the rules might have changed.
That is
like,
true. That is true. Between that time,
in the Prem, I don't know, but yeah, no. Chelsea. To quickly sum up, Nick Jackson's bagging me points on fantasy every week.
I thought you got rid of
their defense. I'm keeping him. I'm riding that fucking train till the wheels come off, mate. I'm fully on board with Jackson. He's dropped the number two.
Wait, I swear I asked you if.
You did. You asked me like 3 weeks ago what I thought of him. I was like, don't know. Yeah. Nah, mate. I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Disgusting.
Nicholas Jackson.
Teams finish
their problem is
with the same number of points, then the team with the superior goal difference finish higher. And if the teams have the same number of points and same goal difference, then the side which has scored more goals will take the highest spot. In the unlikely event that the two teams still can't be split, the side with the superior head-to-head record has the advantage. If that is not enough, then the two teams would be separated by goals, by away goals in their head-to-head matches. Sorry.
What happens after that, though? After away goals?
It's a good question. Let's find out.
Would it... At some point, it's going to have to be like...
The blah, 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 blah. A one-off... I don't know if... It says, if two teams are fighting for the title, a spot in Europe or Premier League survival, and they are still on an entirely level footing, then there's one final way to split them. In that scenario, the two sides will contest a one-off playoff game at a neutral venue to decide who finishes higher. This has never happened before in the Premier League, but it's a first time for everything. Hey, I kind of want that to happen, you know. That would be so lit.
I imagine that was your team, though. I'd actually shit my pants.
Yeah.
That'd be worse than a cup final.
Imagine that was your team and you went to the game and your team won it.
Yeah, it's the best thing in the world, but like you don't want it though. You don't want it, Daniel. You won't be lost. Imagine if that was Spurs. Oh my god. Nah. I'd actually die. I couldn't do it.
You'd have to if you won, you'd have to name your kid after the goal like scorer that day.
Oh, 100%.
And you know you'd have one in 9 months as well because,
Literally, I could call my kid fucking Mikael, innit? Gabriel.
Hey, that's actually a good one because if it's a girl, Michaela. If it's a boy, just Mikael.
No, if it's a girl or boy, don't matter the sex, Mikael, innit?
Just Arteta. First name Arteta.
Ask him.
Oh man.
But yeah, no, just finally quickly on Chelsea, I'd say they look good going forward. Their defence is shit. Levi Colwill's awful. He's truly I don't know how he's getting in the England squad, honestly.
Yeah.
He's horrendous, Daniel. Horrendous football.
He is bad. I don't really have much.
But yeah, no, I don't know.
Because I didn't watch the game.
Nah.
But I have seen him play. Chelsea. He is
seriously pants. Can't defend. Can't attack. Levi Colwill's Chelsea centre back. But yeah, I don't know if are there any other games you wanted to, any other teams you wanted to
Brighton give it all? Third, which is, how did that happen? I know they haven't lost at home in the league yet, so that's probably why.
They're not. They've been quietly going nuts with like their sort of prepubescent manager or whatever it is.
Yeah. Huh. We'll see how long that lasts, innit? But I'm scared I'm going to have to choose between you lot and Chelsea to win the league if Liverpool do fall off, which they have done in the past, but I don't think it will happen this time. I'd rather Chelsea win it than you, but then Maresca, we're going to have to deal with all the Maresca phase one idiots. So,
oh, shit. Yeah. It's just that it's not, unless your team wins, it's not great. Do you know what I mean? Not, I'd imagine not. If Brighton ended up winning the league, we'd be getting it from fucking Brighton fans. Do you know what I mean?
Probably.
You know, I have no animosity towards Brighton. If they won something, I'd be fucking pissed off.
When United were in 13th, I was getting it from Brentford fans. I was thinking, hang on, what's going on? What is happening? An alternate universe. What is happening right now?
Yeah.
I didn't know Brentford fans existed.
Like, imagine if you're 10 years off, could see you now. Yeah.
God, getting from Brentford. That was crazy.
But Daniel, if any team win a trophy, it's not good. I don't mind West Ham fans until they won the Conference League and started singing Champions of Europe. You'll never sing that. Do you know what I mean?
That's hilarious. That's so jokes.
They're not the champions. They're the third. It's the third. It's the shittiest cup. It's a bar. I don't even know what it is.
It's the Carabao Cup of Europe.
It is. Crying. That's exactly what it is. It's the fucking energy drinks trophy of European football. Yeah. And I was singing Champions of Europe. So, that, you know what I mean? Every team's unbearable if they win something.
Yeah. Well, I guess that brings us to the end of the show. I had fun today. I especially enjoyed that little Rashford folding convo. Opened my eyes.
Yeah. To what did you see the point I was trying to make? I don't know if I got it across very well.
Sort of. I just don't agree. Like, I see your point, but I disagree.
Mm. Do you not want to touch on fantasy then?
No,
I doubt you would.
I don't want to touch on
fantasy. I doubt you would, Richard.
You're annoying, man. I'm not going to lie. Fantasy is actually where you do annoy me. Because you're shit for so long, and then somehow you just jammy your way back. And then start talking shit. But I don't know.
I forgot to do my team this week. I didn't realise that the deadline had passed. In my head, the games were tomorrow.
Would you have Captain Saka?
I don't know. Who are Liverpool playing? It'd have been Saka or Salah are going to be my captains from now, at least until the new year when I might get Haaland back in. No, but I've got funds. So he might be coming.
We'll see. Anyway, yeah, my team, bringing in Haaland really messed me up, man. So, hopefully by Christmas I can steady the ship. But, me and Man United are sort of similar. We're on the way up. I think I was, like, tied third for the most points last week. So, I had a good week.
Yeah, and where's that left you in the table, though?
Eighth. No, I've dropped to ninth now. Because somebody above me.
Jesus Christ.
Just got 6 points off Gehi. Amazing.
Jesus Christ. You're basically United getting it from Brentford fans right now. Like, if Christy could actually fucking start giving it to you.
Nah, I'm like 30 points above Christy.
Jesus, I'm looking at the table. She's long gone, mate. Is that 50 quid? You've never been seen again.
That's the bank. But you dropped to fifth because the person above you got 2 points off Fabianski. But we'll see in it. It's only the start of the week, so things can change.
Yeah. We'll see.
And I think that's everything we wanted to talk about. Do you have anything you want to say?
No, other than thank you for listening. Goodbye. And please keep an eye out for the game tomorrow.
All right. Thanks.